you cracking that cold lid. You've got a steel, you're making
Well, let me ask you, would they call it moonshine?
Right? Yes, moonshine. I couldn't think of it to save my soul.
Now, if they make something that's kind of like a commercial beer, what would that be called?
A commercial beer?
If they make something that's like commercial beer that you make at home.
Well, the only thing they'd ever make around here would be wine.
Yeah, and that would be the homebrew.
Uh-huh.
Are there any just joking names that you have heard used around here for any kind of alcoholic beverage? Generally, just, you know, something you drink that you might get intoxicated on.
You mean some funny name? I mean something like that?
Joking names that younger people might use in particular.
Oh, gee, right offhand, I couldn't think, but I know there is.
Would they say booze?
Booze, joy juice. Joy juice is a more modern one of the younger ones. Mm-hmm. I'll have to think of that. Maybe I can think of it by tomorrow.
I'll remind you about that then.
All right.
And while we're on that, let me ask you another one, which probably wouldn't have come to my mind except for the picture on the front page of last week's paper, and that is terms for various kinds of drugs. Are you familiar with any of those that might be used in the area? There was a picture of The $20,000 crop of
marijuana. No, it wasn't marijuana. It was whatever you grow out there. Well, I think they use the same terminology, grass, around here. Was that marijuana?
I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Is marijuana, that's the plant, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But it's also what they sell on the street, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, I doubt if it was.
When my 90-year-old informant at the nursing home brought my attention to it, she asked me if I'd seen the picture I had.
Oh, great. That's about the second or third crop they've found around here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Even back in the hills, they...
Well, you know what they've been doing in East Tennessee, don't you?
No,
I... flying the stuff, and occasionally one of those little planes crashes. And the way they discovered the last bunch was a bunch of pigs got into it and got drunk.
Well, I'll tell you. Talking about planes, they caught somebody flying somewhere over Arkansas and he had to come down. And they investigated. That was over around Forest City. That was in the paper. Oh, it's been in the last year. But I think they were wheeling that in from Mexico or somewhere down in there.
Yeah, Tennessee comes in from Florida,
you see. Oh, does it? Comes up that way?
So I guess all on the Gulf Coast probably mm-hmm. comes in like that. But some hogs got into the wreckage for this one.
No, I hadn't heard about that or read about it.
They apparently were very happy hogs for quite some time.
I'll tell you something that somebody did here. There's some flower. I've never seen one, actually. They've had it down at the sheriff's office, but I've just never did pay attention to it. And looking at it in the paper, it's a weed looking. Anyway, one of my neighbors has lots of flowers. And she said, and there's some greener growing up. And she said somebody came in there and tore the tops off of them. And she knew they thought that it was that kind of stuff when it wasn't.
Mm, that's funny.
Golly.
Okay, coming back to the buildings. If you had a special building to store grain, what would that be called? Did you have one of those?
I guess you just call it a granary.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your barn, did you have an upper part for storing stuff?
Loft.
Mm-hmm. And did you grow your own hay?
Yes.
How did you harvest it? How did you store it? How did you keep it?